Well, at this point, the story is almost out of control, as many people have called it a feeding frenzy, all the stuff happening over the News Corp phone hacking scandal. And there's certainly a lot of odd events going on. For example, police announced yesterday they're examining a computer, paperwork, and phone that was found in a trash bin near the home of former News of the World editor Rebecca Brooks. She will be testifying before Parliament at 9:30 Eastern Time this morning. And also, earlier in the day, the paper's former entertainment reporter, Sean Hoare, was found dead. No foul play is suspected. At this point, they believe it was a suicide. But Sean was the one who...
That's pretty foul.
Yeah, he blew the whistle on the whole phone hacking affair in the first place. And, of course, we've had two top police officers at Scotland Yard resign. And now, as I said, there will be testimonies from Rupert Murdoch, his son James, Rebecca Brooke, and those two police officers from Scotland Yard. Joining us now to talk about all of this, Porter Bibb, managing partner at MediaTek Capital Partners and former publisher of Rolling Stone. Thanks so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure, Celeste.
At this point, what do you think is the fate of News Corp? Can this company remain intact?
Well, the company is going to remain intact, but I think we are witnessing right now a very Shakespearean tragedy that could well be Rupert Murdoch's swan song.
You mean Rupert Murdoch and his family? I mean,
and the family. I think the Murdoch influence on News Corp, despite the fact that they have de facto control of the company and own over 30% of the shares, and possibly more when the $5 billion share buyback is executed in 2 weeks. It is very problematic that the Murdoch influence over News Corp will be sustainable.
All right. Well, let's follow that chain. If Rupert Murdoch leaves News Corp, and it has been largely said that Rupert Murdoch has really changed the news business, not just in the UK, but here in the United States, perhaps forever. What happens should Rupert Murdoch and his family leave the management of News Corp?
Well, that's a big question. It's the right question, but it's got many facets. Change the news business. I think what Rupert Murdoch has done has dumbed the news business down. He's taken the UK tabloid culture and instilled it in all of his other products, not to mention television and some of his merchandising, and even as was reported by the New York Times yesterday, a newspaper insert business where getting the story regardless of the means and covering up your mistakes, as Murdoch has often told his troops, is the only goal. Profit motive overcomes any other consideration. And I think we're at not just the moment where the Murdoch influence may be declining and maybe even disappear, but it's the tipping point of tabloid journalism, and one can only hope that this is going to give anybody else in the news business an opportunity to get back onto the straight and narrow path.
Although, I mean, that sounds a little bit like wishful thinking, because Murdoch was rewarded for all those things that you describe. It might be the tipping point for rolling back. I mean, in many ways, this is more about corporate governance, sort of like, having your act unravel, as opposed to practices of tabloid journalism that networks, profit journalists in the United States have been rewarded for decades.
Well, corporate governance is at the core of the problems that News Corp is facing right now in terms of the hearing that's going on in a couple of hours in London and possibly the criminality that is likely to emerge when some of these people really get down to the core of what their responsibilities, their knowledge, and their actions consisted of.
And the message there is not clean up your act, it's don't get caught.
That's absolutely. But corporate governance at News Corp has been a non-existent element in the management of that company. One could ask, where are the independent directors on the board of News Corp who are responsible, intelligent, and very experienced people? You haven't heard one word from any of them. And yet they have a fiduciary responsibility to the shareholders, who, by the way, have lost more than $8 billion in market value in their investment in News Corp. What kind of corporate governance can News Corp claim if none of the independent directors ever even speak up?
We're speaking with Porter Bibb, managing partner at Media Tech Capital Partners and the former publisher of Rolling Stone. So, Porter, at this point, you know, many of the people connected to News Corp have claimed that these kind of practices are relatively common, not just in the UK, but to a certain extent, some of them are common to journalism, in which case it would lead to the question of whether or not this becomes a wider investigation of journalistic practices and how reporters go about getting stories.
Well, there's no question that some journalists anywhere, everywhere, can resort to some of these practices that were endemic in News Corp. But the UK has already undertaken a regulatory oversight investigation. Parliament, in addition to the committee that's going to be questioning the Murdochs and Rebecca Brooks this morning, has a separate investigation going on addressing just that question that you asked. I'm not so sure, however, that in the U.S. the problem is quite so serious or even practiced. I'm not aware of U.S. journalists using phone hacking to get stories. The profit motive has been very much subsided to getting good journalism into print and onto the air in the U.S. It's a culture that in the U.K. has decades of a history behind it, where getting the story at any cost is the goal. But Murdoch kind of took that down several notches by fomenting a culture. Whether he personally knew, and we'll possibly find out, not necessarily this morning, but as this Shakespearean tragedy unfolds, whether he knew or whether he advocated or directed it. But what is clear is this is a kind of Watergate Nixonian situation, where Richard Nixon didn't actually do any of the crimes that many people went to jail for, but he had to give up the presidency because he fomented a culture that allowed it, and he admired it and promoted it, and that's what the problem is with Rupert Murdoch, and not to mention James, who was it's not really been revealed yet how aggressive James was in his management of not just News International, but B Sky B. I suspect that the UK, which has a regulatory rule that's called the fit and proper person, is they're going to impose that on James Murdoch, and he will be sooner rather than later asked to leave the chairmanship of B Sky B, the satellite television service in the UK.
Porter Bibb is managing partner at Media Tech Capital Partners and first publisher of Rolling Stone. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure, Celeste.
At this moment, media mogul Rupert Murdoch has actually arrived for parliamentary committee hearings on phone hacking. He and his son James will both testify before Parliament this morning.